So this is a video of a Burger King employee. She's live streaming, and as she's live streaming, she's holding up people's credit cards to the live stream as people are going and paying.
Wait, that's my card.
That looks like your credit card. Those numbers look pretty similar to your card, to be honest with you. I know that's not your card. They're members since 1992.
But imagine.
Imagine
that would be. Right? That's how I found out.
Isn't that messed up? Here, I'll try to read more what it says. Burger King employee films herself stealing a customer's card info. Let's see what the congratulations. You're going to jail. Usual suspect. Got my card going through McDonald's drive-thru. She went to Sheen and went shopping, but because she was 16, I wasn't allowed to press charges, or at least that was what McDonald's said. Not you're really posting all that person's info. I'm sure they canceled their card by
obviously
now.
Obviously, but it has their name.
I mean, just a lot of people saying usual suspect and melatonin people.
Wait, so what
people.
Was she? She wasn't live streaming. She was recording it to steal it for later?
Maybe, you know, maybe she was, but I don't know how it got online then. I'm just assuming she was live streaming.
No, she wasn't
it.
Live streaming. She was recording
so
it.
She
like
uploaded
her phone,
it?
Her phone was faced, give me your phone.
Yeah, phone
her
was
phone
face
was
down.
Faced this way, and she was
or
probably.
Or like this.
No, because then the cameras could see she was recording. Her phone was faced this way. She was probably taking the card, putting it there, and then swiping, and then going like this, and then giving it. That's
a
that
scheme.
Really, you know what? You got to be really careful.
But she must have uploaded that to Instagram or something. The fact that that's online.
Oh, like the actual video of the card.
But I'm saying is that's what these career criminal people do is they record their crimes and upload them.
Oh, like the people who licked the ice cream and then would put it back. Like, are you dumb? You literally are going to jail.
Yeah.
They did go to jail.
Yeah, they got, ooh, that was a big thing. And they came down hard on those people to make an example. And rightfully so. You can't tamper with people's food like that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wasn't that also like around COVID time too?
Yeah, it was really fucked up. These people thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Licking the ice cream and then putting it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
But that's wrong, stealing the credit card.
How do you feel about, like, because I'm very cautious of using my card. I mean, I'd rather use a credit card than my debit card. I don't ever use my debit card. But how do you feel about going to these places? Like, do you ever feel sketched out giving the card to?
No.
You don't? Why not?
Just because if you see an invalid traction on anything, credit card companies are really good, and they'll just fix it for you.
I get really sketched out. Like, when we went to Mexico, I didn't want to buy anything from the people
like
who were coming.
Skimmer.
Yeah, like people who were coming to me on the beach because I heard about those like card chips that like.
I mean, everything's tracked. Anything with these credit card stuff and like people are also saying, oh, you can easily get scammed by if someone brushes up against you and they like, you know, they signal the tap on your credit card and they scam you and they're just charging you money as they're brushing up against you. Listen. All this stuff is tracked. If you got a Square account that does that, if you got a skimmer and then you're taking the money and taking the cards, whatever, the only people who are getting robbed at the end of the day, if there is any robbery that they're not reversing these transactions, it's the credit card companies. And the credit card companies know that there's going to be a certain percentage of loss that they're going to, you know, acquire. And they're fully prepared and ready that there's going to be X percentage of loss per year.
Yeah, so. I think they also track like how many times you tell the company that your card was stolen or.
Yeah, and if you're stealing this stuff from, if you're using Square to steal people's credit cards as you're brushing up against them, I mean, Square's just going to ban your account and refund all the money.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about any.
I do still get worried. I don't, because what if it's your debit card? They can't do anything.
Yeah, you call your bank. They'll fix it.
Not only like
they'll reverse it.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, they'll reverse
it. No, I just like the credit card companies are more lenient. I think the debit is like, what? Okay, let me give you an example. I work in real estate. There was a guy who had a phishing email. They tracked agents who would do a lot of production. They got the client's info and they sent the wiring information for the EMD was correct from the title company. A client clicked on it, wired 60K, right? Now, the remaining balance.
The wiring stuff, I think, is a little bit different. They give you like 10 pop-ups before sending any wire. Make sure you're not sent into a scam.
But it's not about that. They had a phishing email that, because you know how it works with wiring. You just get the information, the code, the wiring information. So they had a phishing email. They clicked on that, and the guy sent like $200,000 cash that they could not retrieve because guess what? After 24 hours, there's no way to, even though you know where it went, you can't retrieve the money back.
It was $200,000 and he got scammed.
And that's why wire fraud is one of the biggest things when it comes to real estate that we have to put on like everything. Idiot. No, it's not, he's not an idiot. He clicked an email that looked exactly like it was coming from the title company. It's not his fault.
So that must have been an inside job. That's for what him, for to know that you're going to get an email from a title company.
Well, these scammers, they track the dates. It had just so happened that the day that he was supposed to...
I think somebody from the company gave a tip to somebody. Well, that's an easy way to scam. Work for a title company. Know the dates in which there's going to be a transaction and then alert a someone who's really good at doing phishing type of stuff to remake an email pretending to be... Boom, and just...
You go to jail for that if you get caught.
I'll go to jail.
You know what's really crazy? We should have reacted to that video. I have it saved.
No, let's save it again and bring it to the top, and we'll talk about it next time.
Okay, so cut this whole thing.
Well, we'll leave it. Thank you guys for watching. Be sure to subscribe to us if you like us. I don't think they like us.
We're losers.